Welcome to the Application Delivery Challenge interview section. Today I have Cash Jake of Cisco Systems here to discuss issues related to the data center and how application delivery fits into it. So let's get right into it. What are the challenges that customers face in building an application delivery solution in the data center today?
Robin, first of all, thanks for having me on today to talk about application delivery challenge and in particular Cisco Application Control Engine, which is the latest generation of application delivery solution and the industry-leading product line. So IT organizations face a series of challenges such as the increasing power and cooling requirements in the data centers, which is a top-of-mind concern, consolidation of the data centers, longer application provisioning cycles, slower application response times, application and web services attacks, and the need to maintain the business continuity. In addition, another trend in the industry is the evolution towards Web 2.0 and service-oriented architecture, which is driving the XML traffic in the networks exponentially.
Okay, so you mentioned quite a few things there. Could you tell us in a general way, how is Cisco meeting these challenges? I mean, you mentioned a lot of interesting things from power cooling, consolidation. What is Cisco doing to deal with these issues?
Sure. Cisco is transforming the networks by virtualization and enabling service-oriented applications. Cisco provides technologies to enhance full range of deployment scenarios, including campus with Cisco Pisa, branch office with Cisco WAS, remote worker and data center with Cisco Application Control Engine, is all leveraging a common foundation of Cisco quality. The latest generation of application delivery solutions, the Cisco ACE, is a part of broader architecture of data center. It provides and extends the core benefits of data center solution components, which is the ability to consolidate and virtualize resources to application and related infrastructure, including XML applications and web services. Specifically, Cisco ACE not only provides highly scalable application switching solution, but it also provides comprehensive application delivery solution, which consolidates multiple functions such as SSL and XML offload, data center application and XML firewall, improved application performance for remote users through its innovative and patented application acceleration technologies. All of these services are delivered on a unique virtualized architecture.
Okay. During that discussion, you mentioned virtualization several times. And, you know, with VMware getting all the press it does, with virtualization getting all the press, I always like to go, what do you mean by virtualization? What exactly does a virtualized application delivery controller mean?
Sure. Cisco ACE virtualized architecture enables the IT managers to configure multiple virtual devices on a single ACE platform. What this means is, with virtual devices, ACE can deliver any service, such as a server load balancing, acceleration, or security across any application or department or even a customer on virtual device basis. So you can essentially carve out multiple virtual devices from a physical device rather than adding new piece of hardware. So we have customers who are using virtual devices to essentially separate their applications, and then we have customers who are using virtual devices to separate the departments, such as separating their test environment from a production environment and what have you. And then we have service provider customers who are delivering the SLAs to the customers by assigning the virtual device to each customer. And this virtualization provides the customers the ability to totally isolate these applications or departments or even the customers from each other, because you can separate the management and even the configuration of these virtual devices.
So if I can have one application delivery controller, one of your ACEs, and I can say, act like you're two of them. One of them is for a test environment, one's for a production environment. The two don't interact with each other. They're totally separate. If somebody messes up the configuration of one, it has no effect on the other virtual machine.
Absolutely. You've got it right, Robin. Okay. And in addition to these features, we provide the ability to assign the resources to a particular virtual device. So let's say if you need more resources for certain petty applications which requires a lot of client-server interactions, maybe you're running Oracle on a virtual device which requires more resources, so you can assign the resources accordingly and it will not affect the resources of the other virtual device as if it's a separate physical device. And then we provide functionality such as role-based administration. What it is essentially, it provides multiple departments or stakeholders to independently manage relevant role-assigned tasks via ACE, minimizing interdepartmental conflict and maximizing productivity. So you can essentially work in parallel rather than having to wait for your turn to access the application delivery device and make changes accordingly. And then you can even do it any time of the day because you are totally isolated and you have a role assigned and you're accessing a particular virtual device.
Okay. Now, I've heard other vendors starting to talk about this, to say that this is, they're also interested in this direction. So what sets Cisco apart? I mean, is it this that you have it first? Are there other advantages?
It is essentially the way we are doing it. We are providing the true device-level virtualization. What I mean by true device virtualization is essentially the customers have the ability to logically partition a single physical device into many virtual devices. Each device has all the capabilities of the actual physical device and is independent and isolated from each other, as I articulated earlier. Each device can also be allocated its own resources and can be assigned its own configuration and management interfaces. Essentially, Cisco ACE virtualization implementation is at the device level, which allows all the aspects of the physical device to be virtualized. Some vendors who claim virtualization limit their support of virtualization to only access control capabilities and do not offer true device level virtualization equivalent to that offered by Cisco ACE.
So basically, Cisco's gone beyond the just providing the role base and the access control and has virtualization in their application delivery controller today.
Absolutely, and it is with our application control engine ACE product family. Absolutely.
So the other vendors are all chasing you. And that's one of the reasons I hear that they're talking about this too. But you have it today.
Yes, we are the visionary and the thought leader in this space. We dominate the market, and according to recent numbers from Dell'Oro, we are clearly the market share leader in this application delivery space, according to Dell'Oro Q2/07 market share report.
Okay, so, you know, everybody talks about virtualization. I'm glad to hear that you've actually implemented it. But that leads me to some questions. First of all, how well does this scale? I mean, you know, you have a box and you can split it up. I mean, how finely can you split it up? How well can this scale?
Sure, Robin, users can configure up to 250 devices on a single ACE module. This eliminates the ongoing expense of managing and maintaining multiple application switches because you can configure up to 250 application instances on a single piece of hardware. So virtualization improves the time to service as the deployments grow because new application instances can simply be cut and pasted from one virtual device to a new virtual device in minutes.
Okay, so hopefully no one will need 250. You know, you never know. People are creative out there. But let's say they do some more reasonable number. Doesn't this sort of like eat up performance? I mean, one of my concerns of virtualization is always that the more you, virtual images you create, you lose something. Do I spend everything doing the virtualization? Does your box have enough power, performance to solve, to really be used in this way?
Absolutely. ACE provides unmatched performance in this space. Customers can scale ACE module throughput from 4 to 8 to 16 with simple software license upgrades. So we provide the capacity you need to configure 250 virtual devices on a single ACE platform. So this architecture avoids the need for purchasing new hardware, which can take weeks to purchase, install, and test as greater performance becomes a requirement. As a result, organizations avoid application downtime and degradation due to forklift capacity upgrades.
Okay, so you make it easier for them to add capacity, and I'm assuming that the box has plenty of performance to handle all this, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And then we support pay-as-you-grow software scheme where you can go with a lower performance number, maybe 4 gig, depending on your need. And then as your requirements grow and your organization is growing, you can simply scale the performance with the license upgrade. And we have a similar structure for the virtual devices. You can go for a smaller number of virtual devices, and then you can add by simply adding the software licenses. And the same is true for the SSL offload capability that we provide with the ACE application control engine.
So if I'm a growing business, hopefully we all are, I can put in an ACE, and if eventually I have more applications added as my business grows, I just do a license upgrade.
That is correct. No hardware upgrade is required. As I mentioned, it takes longer provisioning and testing and installation cycles. So that's the idea.
Well, I'm always glad to hear I'm not paying for $250 from day one.
Absolutely. You don't need it. You have the option of going for a smaller one. This is the flexibility we provide with our business model.
Okay. I'm sure we're going to hear more about virtualization in the future. Seems to be one of the hottest topics out there in this area. But let's move on to a really hot topic, power and cooling. If you talk, when I talk to customers out there, they talk about how sometimes they can't even use their data center fully because cooling requirements or power requirements, you know, these data centers are sucking the grid dry and heating up the planet. You mentioned y'all help with that problem. What do you do in power and cooling to help people?
We provide much lower requirement for power and cooling with our ACE solution. So as I mentioned, this Cisco ACE reduces the number of physical devices in the network, Robin. By its unique virtualized architectures, it also significantly reduces power consumption and cost in the data center, especially as a customer deploy additional applications or services. In fact, Cisco ACE is the only application delivery solution that enables customers to scale without requiring incremental power requirements, because no additional power is required to support additional applications or our services deployed by simply adding virtual devices. Power consumption per unit actually decreases as organizations scale upward, making Cisco ACE the most energy efficient, high performance solution available in the market.
So it sounds like even the savings in power cooling go back to virtualization. You allow, so if I had three departments or three applications where in the past, I may be having three devices, each running, say, at 25%, but pulling power down as if they're 100%.
Absolutely.
So now you allow me to put in one device, have three virtual images, and only when I have a real performance capacity need to go to that second one. Until I do that to the second and third, I'm saving that power. I'm not heating up my data center. Is that right?
That is correct. So you can deploy applications based on virtual devices without having the need to add the physical hardware devices as you will have to if you go with any other solution other than the Cisco ACE.
Okay, I think that makes the virtualization benefits a little bit more real.
That's the way we see the industry is going. That's the way we see the data centers are evolving to a more virtualized and service-oriented data center.
Okay. Now, in the beginning, you mentioned another thing, XML. Now, Cisco has been one of the leaders in talking about XML. I hear a lot from Cisco on XML. So what is in your solution that sets you apart from everybody else who's in the XML area?
As I mentioned earlier, the industry evolution towards Web 2.0 and SOA is driving the need for applications to communicate with each other on an unprecedented scale. The underlying technology enabling these applications, which are more modular and rich interactive as opposed to monolithic applications, is XML. As the XML traffic in the network increases, the new XML security threats are arising and the application performance is deteriorating. To address this issue, we have a differentiator, which is one of the components of ACE family, what we call the ACE XML Gateway. The ACE XML Gateway essentially secures, scales, and accelerates the XML traffic, so your servers, which are focused on servicing the application, do best what they are supposed to do rather than processing this extensive XML traffic. And then we provide the ability to secure the XML and the web services through our XML Gateway product. So essentially, we provide a comprehensive application delivery solution which covers the ACE module for the application delivery, ACE XML Gateway for security, scaling, and acceleration of XML traffic and web services. And then for business continuity across the data center, we have ACE Global Site Selector, which provides the data center availability in case of the failover across the data centers, geographically distributed data centers.
So anybody who's starting to see XML rise is a very common protocol, and that includes a lot of people. They're the candidates for needing this XML gateway. Provide a lot of the same functions we provide the regular traffic and the web traffic to extend it to XML.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, been an interesting discussion. Blaine, summarize. What would be a summary of our discussion about what Cisco can do in the data center?
Sure. To summarize, you'll find that Cisco ACE solution will solve a wide array of problems in the data center, whether you are trying to solve your environmental issues such as power, cooling, and space requirements, whether you are consolidating your data center, need faster application or web service deployment at any time of the day, or you simply want to save or avoid costly upgrade, or you're solving your SOA challenges, ACE can help you solve one or all of these challenges.
Okay. It's been an interesting discussion, especially I found interesting how virtualization is going to play the key role in the data center going forward, of which I'm sure we're going to be discussing a lot more over the next year or two. So again, Cash, thank you for your time. If people want to find out more information on this, I guess they can go to the Cisco website.
Yes. For more information, you can go to www.cisco.com/go/ACE, or you can talk to your local Cisco sales specialist.
And I'm sure the local guy can get them plenty of information and fill them in about how you're leading the way in virtualization.
Absolutely. And you can also refer to our earlier component of this challenge, which is the application delivery paper that is posted on the WebPolio site. You
right.
can find the information and the contact information on that paper as well.
Okay. Well, thank you for taking your time, and I thank the listener for listening to our discussions. And you can find that, like Cash mentioned, other discussions and information on Cisco and other vendors also on the website. Thank you, and have a good data center.
Thank you, Robin.